Part of the foundation for today's issues and ideas has been conspiracies. It's kind of amazing how magnetic false words can be for some people. That's proof of, I guess, how we have too many seeking confirmation instead of education. When you bring truth and wisdom to those same people, they dismiss it at a great peril to themselves, as well as the world around them. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, we learn, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables." If you believe that we are in the end times, the Bible foretold of this stepping forward of people who will bow to and embrace lies and conspiracies, along with the people who perpetrate them. Again, in 2 Timothy, we go back to chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power, and from such people turn away." We also find in Matthew 24, verses 11 through 14, "Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come." You notice too, those verses just don't refer to the times of today on a social level, but also with the technology of today. The gospel preached in all the world. Somebody back then saw TV, radio, and the internet coming, didn't they? Here's another chapter with verses from yesterday that saw today coming. Revelation 13, verses 15 and 16. "He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads." Sounds like CGI graphics and artificial intelligence to me. How about you? The nation of Israel, as well as the city of Jerusalem, connects Bible prophecy with today. We've had so many people shocked by what we've seen take place in the Middle East, going back to really 1948 in the contemporary vein. But not a surprise for those who read Jeremiah 16, verses 14 and 15. "Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that it shall no more be said, the Lord lives, who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Egypt, but the Lord lives, who brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north, and from all the lands where he had driven them, for I will bring them back into their land, which I gave to their fathers." And in Zechariah 12:3, "And it shall happen in that day that I will make Jerusalem a very heavy stone for all peoples. All who would heave it away will surely be cut in pieces, though all nations of the earth are gathered against it." We are taught that faith is belief in the unseen. That's just part of the lesson. As the verses I just shared with you, along with many others, prove, that which is unseen today will soon be seen in full glory tomorrow.